This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Let's take a look at your letters. Our conversation last week looking back at the life of Michelle Thomas, linguist of the stars and a decorated veteran of World War II, prompted reporter Roy Rivenberg of the Los Angeles Times to write, Mr. Rivenberg filed a piece for his paper in 2001 that questioned some of Michelle Thomas's claims. And though we quoted from that article, Mr. Rivenberg believes we did not sufficiently challenge statements made by Michelle Thomas's biographer. Of all the easily debunked claims, one stands out, he writes, that Michelle Thomas rescued a cache of Nazi Party ID cards from destruction. Mr. Thomas's version of events is flatly contradicted by 1945 articles in the New York Times and London Express. The true hero was Hans Huber, a German who defied the Nazis. Saying otherwise is a disservice to history. Last Saturday, NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore asked why more of the American public does not seem outraged by the news that Iraq possessed no weapons of mass destruction. That question brought scores of responses. Sheila Figliotta of Buffalo says, what is really missing is the media attention to the continued outrage by many Americans. My essay about the greatest generation of civil rights activists on the occasion of Martin Luther King's birthday prompted Susan Hand Shetterly to write, I had the honor of being an exchange student, a white exchange student at Spelman College in 1961 during the sit-ins. I don't think I had ever seen, or perhaps understood, what acts of personal courage were before then. What I saw were girls my own age coming back from jail and meeting at night to plan the next sit-in. I saw very young people risking brutality and wrestling with fear, and I saw the sort of energy and joy and warmth that can come out of meeting such challenges together. What a gift all of this was. What astonishing people. Finally, this email from Paula Hill. She heard our interview with Felipe Rose of the Village People last week. Mr. Rose, who is Native American, donated the group's gold record for the song YMCA to the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of the American Indian. I found myself, like I'm sure others of my generation did, raising my arms toward the sky in a Y-like formation and following, albeit somewhat clumsily at first, with the rest of the letters. I found myself chuckling. It's a good thing I'm not driving right now. We welcome your gestures, not while driving, and comments at wesat@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.